Brother Crowder last night, and got to be careful. No. But just like Brother Crowder told me last night, he said something about how we just want God to move, want people to talk in tongues, want the waters to be troubled. Amen. That's our desire. Amen. As preachers of the gospel, as ministers, amen, it's to see lives transformed by the power of the gospel. Amen. And I think out of maybe all of us here, that, I mean, the preachers that come, great, powerful preachers, wise, great word of God, I think that scripture of the preacher in 1 Corinthians about the foolishness of preaching. Amen. That God chose that through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. It is a powerful. That's why I'm here. Amen. I like music. I'm playing music. But I don't come for the music. Amen. I come to hear the Word of God. Because I know the Word of God's eternal. And if I can just hear one thing that will change my life, one thing, every service, God has never failed to show me one thing that will change my life. Amen. When Brother Crowder comes, it's like 20 things. Amen. So I appreciate you, Brother Crowder. Thank you so much for coming and being with us. Come on and preach to us tonight.
Amen.
I'd shake your hand, but
he's a good God. Hallelujah. Come on. Give him some praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's awesome. Amen. Can you give him a hand clap in the name of the Lord? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate all the kindness. Amen. I've never been here, amen, where I haven't been blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Never gone home wanting. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Time is so short. Amen. I try not really think about it all that much. You know, just I just want to be, and we need to be focused on the end. Praise the Lord. And God is doing great things in this day. Hallelujah. But this is a great day of distraction. But God, amen, is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or even think. Amen. I never like to leave a service, amen, without somebody, amen, getting baptized or somebody speaking in tongues. Amen. Somebody being renewed in the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. So look at your neighbor and say, this is your time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for, amen, making it out to these meetings, amen, each night, each service, amen, since Sunday. And, amen. Thank God that He is in the house tonight. Praise the Lord. Would you turn to Luke, the 19th chapter and the 10th verse? Appreciate Pastor. Appreciate his friendship. Appreciate the friendship of this church. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Times past, you've helped me go overseas, and we appreciate that. I haven't forgot that. Amen. And so this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be in this week. Amen. Healing is when it takes over some time. Amen. Miracles when it happens right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so God has not changed. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. This statement is the short and sweet expression of why Jesus came. Amen. It eliminates confusion to all those that are really listening. Hallelujah. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. So I want to preach to you tonight, amen, God with a purpose. God with a purpose. Hallelujah. Can you put your Bibles down? Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God with a purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for moving through this room in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing, oh God, restoring, oh God, filling, oh God, for the first time. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your name, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for being here for every service. We thank you, Lord God, that your service is not done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You lift, change, oh God, transform in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, you know what needs to be done. In Jesus' name, you know, God, the transformations, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Put the devil on the run tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, perform your will tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, it's not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. You can be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. As you sit down one more time, give him some praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This is for every teenager. This is for every child. Every adult, amen. Hallelujah. Grandpas, whoever you are, in Jesus' name, grandmas, amen. This is for everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus eliminates all confusion, amen, to those that are really listening. He gives hope, amen, to those that are honestly considering their need. Hallelujah. It should help us to understand that Jesus is therefore not far from every one of us. Hallelujah. From every one of us. So far as so much as Jesus will seek me. Hallelujah. Jesus will seek me. He's my position and yours should be that, amen, we also come and find him who's seeking. So if he came to seek and save that which is lost, the reason why we come is that we come seeking the one who's seeking us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So I often preach, amen, this verse, amen, Luke 19:10, amen, all by itself. But tonight I want to add a little context to it, amen, so that you can learn from Zacchaeus' attitude toward Jesus. Hallelujah. To know, amen, the attitude that we should have, amen, towards why Jesus is here right now. Amen. If he comes to seek and save that which is lost. Amen. Let's turn to Luke, the 19th chapter, amen, the first verse. And Jesus answered and passed, he entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a certain man, a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. He ran ahead, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Amen. And he ran before, climbed up a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, amen, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Hallelujah. And when they saw it, all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Amen. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Now remember, this man was a sinner. Publicans, amen, were tax collectors. You talk about an IRS agent that wasn't honest. He was him. Hallelujah. Amen. But see, Jesus knows more about you than what the public knows about you. Jesus never wastes time. Hallelujah. He never shows up without a purpose. Oh, praise the Lord. See, in Jesus' name, he knows your DNA. And Jesus said, amen, this day is salvation come into this house. Why? Because when Jesus showed up and gave this man time, this man, he's not long after having contact with Jesus, he's bringing forth repentance. Praise the Lord. That's the natural response of finding God, bringing forth repentance. He wasn't running away from repentance. He wasn't trying to get colder, amen. He was trying to get hotter. Oh, praise the Lord. And so then, Jesus, amen, emphasizes the point. For the Son of Man is come to seek that and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. So when you look at God with a purpose, hallelujah, he's not just throwing out, amen, that 10th verse, but he is following up, amen, with a man who was an abject sinner. But there's a God, amen, that can penetrate whatever, praise the Lord, was going on in your life. I said there's a God that's able. So seeing yourself as Zacchaeus, amen, we should clone his attitude. Amen. There's something about Jesus, hallelujah, that if he can, he's looking for a change of attitude. Hallelujah. And God, with a purpose, will bring it out. Will you lift up your hands right now? Let's give God some praise in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody lift up your voice. Lift up your hands in the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I give glory to you, Lord God. I give honor to you, Lord God. Yes, you are powerful in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. I praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus' focus is not on the macro systems, the Jupiters, the stars, amen, the Milky Ways. He's not on the micro systems, amen, the cells, praise the Lord, the blood vessels in Jesus' name. He is got a focus, amen, on men and women in Jesus' name. And this man, hallelujah, this man began to express, amen, having touched Jesus. He's no more a spectator now. Hallelujah. He's no more, amen, just a mere curiosity. Hallelujah. But he is immediately repenting of his past. Hallelujah. There's something about this touch from Jesus. He will not leave you the same. I say he will not leave you the same. Hallelujah. He will stop the drift. Oh, praise the Lord. With his exposure, amen. There's something about him that enlightens the spirit that says, what I am, I'm not going to remain. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Any religion, oh, praise the Lord, any attitude, amen, that leads you away from God is giving you being lost in bite-sized pieces. But in the name of Jesus, there is no end, amen, hallelujah, to a person that God, amen, allows to touch him deeper on the inside. Oh, praise the Lord. We are living in a day where people are being penetrated. Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, this is the day that we need to be penetrated with the Lord Jesus Christ. Every time we step over the door in Jesus' name, hallelujah, there's a God with a purpose in the name of the Lord Jesus. I say there's a God, hallelujah, that can put you in the altar before you get to the altar. Hallelujah. A God, amen, that can cause you to reach out, that when you get home, amen, there won't be any switch back to the old man. Oh, praise the Lord. So here we have, amen, hallelujah, Zacchaeus. Who would think that Zacchaeus would repent? Money is really attractive. Hallelujah. But he says, I'll give up my cash money, stolen money, whatever. He didn't care about whether it was stolen or not before. But when Jesus, amen, comes into the situation, when Jesus, amen, walks in, hallelujah, amen, he begins to, amen, have something to come out of him. Say, I don't need that stolen money. But what I do need is a relationship with you. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That to transform me today, keep me tomorrow. Come on, somebody, clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. No picky eater in the midst of the smorgasbord. Amen. In Golden Corral. But I'm going to get everything that Jesus has for me. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Everything that Jesus stopped by to give me, he's saying, I am preparing the way for him to have his way. Oh, praise the Lord. It didn't take Zacchaeus long to figure out, amen, that this Jesus, I can't do without his presence. Amen. It didn't take him long to figure out, oh, praise the Lord, I have been living less, amen, than what I'm supposed to be living. Come on, friend of mine, the answer for everybody is to have more of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want some headwinds in your life, amen, start turning to Jesus. If you want to have some headwinds, oh, praise the Lord, in your life, that's the last thing that your flesh wants you to be. Your flesh wants you to be comfortable. Your flesh wants you to get along, oh, praise the Lord. But in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. No flesh shall glory in his presence. And we have a God that has never lost his purpose, has never lost his plan. There's nobody that's intimidated by him. Oh, praise the Lord. If you want to be touched, you can be touched. If you want to be moved, you can be moved. Oh, praise the Lord. I say, if you want to be changed, hallelujah, it would be quite obvious to you and to him that you want to be changed. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want a God that has a purpose. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can escape him if you want to, but if you don't want to escape him, I'm telling you, he came to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus, amen. I don't know what his IQ was, but he didn't need a college course, long explanation to figure out how to act. Amen. Hungry people don't need to be taught how to slap their hands and how to praise the Lord. Hungry people don't need to be taught how to get into the altar. Oh, praise the Lord. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Hungry people, amen, stand, don't know how to sit on the sidelines. They say, I'm not satisfied in the smoke. Get me into the fire in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, friend of mine, in the name of Jesus. If God is a God with a purpose, he took a man that looked like he had an adverse purpose to everything that God represented. But he turned around in one verse time. Oh, praise the Lord. Your life can be changed in one verse time. Before you get to the last line, your life can be changed. Oh, praise the Lord. I don't care what your mama said about you. I don't care what you said about you. But you've got to want to understand that the goal is about heaven, not about putting you on a pew. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Almost immediately, he says, I'm not throwing away my opportunity. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I climbed up a tree to see this man. Hallelujah. I was too short in stature, but with everything I need to do, I am going to see Jesus. If he was in another body, he would have got a ladder. Amen. Convinced his friends to get the ladder up onto the roof. I don't care, amen, about the insurance policy. I don't care whose life, amen, whose address I'm on. But tear back the roof. Because if the crowd, amen, is too large, amen, for me to get to him one way, I am going to find him some kind of way. In the name of the Lord. I don't hear the master rebuking, amen, the quadriplegic man. What are you doing tearing up this man's roof? Oh, praise the Lord. He looked up and he saw their faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, friend of mine. The devil wants to kill your faith. In the name of the Lord God, your circumstances don't have to dictate your faith. Oh, praise the Lord. But Jesus knows what's there that maybe you don't even know that's there. But in the name of Jesus, he can take a tax collector and take him, amen, an offering giver. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say, in Jesus' name, God with a purpose. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Almost immediately, amen, Zacchaeus went from being an enemy to himself and an enemy to others and an enemy to the kingdom of God to a man that was being blessed by Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at your name and say, you can sit there and be cute if you want to, but I'm hungry. I'm going to get my miracle from God tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. He didn't talk about how tired he was and how weary he was and how many people cussed him out that day. But when you get in the presence of Jesus, it will transform you. It'll help you to forget the things you need to forget. Oh, praise the Lord. You'll forget about that inferiority complex. You'll forget about, amen, your inhibitions. Oh, praise the Lord. You'll only begin to focus, amen, the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Because he's a God with a purpose who can give you back your purpose. Somebody give him some praise right now. Somebody give him some praise right now. Somebody ought to be saying to their neighbor, I'm going to get my miracle from Jesus. I'll steal yours if you don't want it. If you act like you don't want it, I'll get mine and I'll steal yours. Hallelujah. I want that healing. I want that miracle with my name on it. I want the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, in the name of Jesus, you better appreciate that miracle. You don't have to know all the dotted I's and all the cross T's, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, there's some things I can learn later, but in the name of Jesus Christ, when Jesus is near, I'm going to go from empty to full. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm not going to leave the house of God empty-handed in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. This is more than just a place that I meet my friends Oh, praise the Lord. There's a place that can meet Jesus. That's what you learn from Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus says, I'll run ahead of everybody. I may be short, praise the Lord. Just call me Roadrunner. I'll get there fast. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'll take my slippity tops off and put some Nikes on. But I'm going to get there before you. Oh, praise the Lord. That's how giants fall. Oh, praise the Lord to little old shepherd boy. Hallelujah. I say that's how giants fall. Oh, praise the Lord. And then get so powerful that even his nephews, oh, praise the Lord, began to kill giants just like he did. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, give me a purpose. Give me a plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what you can learn from Zacchaeus. You don't have to be the sharpest knife in the drawer to figure out how to react when Jesus is next to you. Oh, hallelujah. You don't need to wait till the last song before the first song gets started. Amen. The first B flat chord. Hallelujah. You can be flat out. Praise the Lord. Praising God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Come on, girlfriend, don't want to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't want a girlfriend in hell anyway. Oh, praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord. Come on. He may be cute, but he may be an empty hat. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't need somebody looking like a movie star. You need somebody looking like the morning star. Oh, praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Zacchaeus wasn't talking about the mafia. Zacchaeus wasn't talking about the IRS. Zacchaeus changed his conversation. And he says, oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to take out my coffers and give back, amen, to what I never thought I would do. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody needs to know. Oh, praise the Lord. I may look stupid, but I'm not going to. I figured out, amen, what it takes. Amen, what I'm going to do when Jesus comes into the place. Oh, praise the Lord. This may be your last opportunity. This may be your last time to shout. Oh, praise the Lord. Maybe the last time. You always assume you got another time. Oh, praise the Lord. But I'm going to tell you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you realize, amen, the blesser is in the house, I'm going to get my blessing. Hallelujah. I'm not going to wait for them to sing the song. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to be the song. In the name of the Lord God, that blessing may get by you, but I'm not going to let it get by me. Come on, would you add a few more amens? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You sit by the wrong person, they'll have picked your pocket of your blessing, of your miracle. Oh, praise the Lord. And you won't even know till you woke up. Hallelujah. Out of a drunken stupor. But I'm telling you in the name of the Lord, this is precious. And that man says, I'm not going to play no more. Hallelujah. I'm not going to mess with it no more. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk in tongues. Somebody ought to decide, I'm going to talk in tongues. I'm going to get my healing. I'm going to get my sins removed. Oh, praise the Lord, and water baptism, and whatever else Jesus has to offer. Oh, there's so much more that Jesus has to offer. Hallelujah, God. He can put you in a heavenly realm. Hallelujah. The things that you never thought could come by your hands, they can come by your hands in the name of the Lord. I love this Jesus, and you ought to love him too. I say amen. I love this Jesus, and you ought to love him too. He's everything. I say he's everything they told you that he is. He is God with a purpose. He's God with a plan. And that plan had you and me in mind. He came with sight, praise the Lord, for Bartimaeus. He had blood stopping for a woman that had 12 years of an issue of blood. Amen. He came with healing for 10 men that had leprosy. He came with back straightening for a woman that was bound by Satan for 18 years. Amen. He followed the end of his earthly journey with pouring out his spirit upon 120 different personalities. Oh, praise the Lord. I say different personalities when they spoke in tongues. Each one of them was supposed to be a firebomb in Jerusalem. Oh, praise the Lord. Everywhere they go, turn the world upside down. In the name of the Lord God. Come on. You were made for more than just turning a pancake. Oh, praise the Lord. I say you are more than just turning some scrambled eggs. Oh, hallelujah, God. Come on, friend of mine. Sometimes you got to challenge yourself. I say you got to challenge yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not going to miss the miracle plan. Amen. Somebody needs to say, I'm not going to miss my healing. Hallelujah. Your healing is waiting for you to speak to it. Mountains don't move just because you look pitiful. Amen. Mountains move because you open your mouth, dead breath, or good breath. And you say, mountain be moved in the name of the Lord. Well, it don't happen to me. Amen. Just stop lying to yourself. Just keep on speaking it. Oh, praise the Lord. When you got up on that bicycle and you fell down the first time, you got up on it again, and you got up on it again, and you got up on it again until you were able to balance, oh praise the Lord, all parts over that bicycle. And it's the same thing in the Holy Ghost. It's not a different world. It's just saying you got to work by the invisible. Oh, praise the Lord, because God knows how to infuse you with a purpose. I am going to be a soul winner. I am going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I wish I had a few more amens. I am going to speak to some more mountains. Oh, praise the Lord. What if somehow that thing comes back to your body? Not so you can run to your faith cabinet. Amen. So that you have some practice of speaking to your mountain. Oh, praise the Lord. There are too many doctors that are employed. Amen. By Holy Ghost people. I'm telling you in the name of the Lord. God filled you with a doctor. I said, God filled you with a doctor. I said, God filled you with a doctor. I said, God filled you with a doctor. Oh, hallelujah. I said, God filled you with a doctor. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He's God with a purpose. And I'm here, amen, to do something about it. That's what somebody ought to be saying. You may not think so, but you need to be saved from the clutches of hell, just like I do. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus' purpose and Jesus' plan, Jesus' coming, amen, was to make sure that the provision was made for you. There was a provision that was made for you and I. It's not a vague something just because 2,000 years ago, amen, it happened, doesn't mean it's not real. There's something effective with you right now. The word is effective with you right now. Don't dilute it, amen, with Snapchat. Oh, praise the Lord. And amen. Amen. The demon-inspired GPT. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let that write your term papers for you. Hallelujah. Use your brain that God gave you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man, amen, that he should repent. Oh, praise the Lord. That same God of purpose when there wasn't nothing around him. The darkness didn't intimidate him. He opened up his mouth and said, let there be light. And photons, amen, at 160,000 miles per second, oh, praise the Lord, began to come forth. And there was something that began to happen. Because when God steps in with purpose, and when he made man with a purpose. Oh, praise the Lord. But when you fill it with all of the noise and all of the trappings that say, I'm real just because, amen, NBC is MSNBC is there in the name of the Lord. Don't let that that lie to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. There's a God that gives you a word. David had a lot of voices that were around him. But he says, hallelujah. He says, meditate on his word day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. He said, God will take you, amen, who's intimidated, amen, backslid, amen, maybe a little soft and passive. He'll put you and make you a lion. Oh, praise the Lord, and a lion then. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Don't leave it to somebody else. In Jesus' name. This is the day that the Lord has made in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. He followed the end of his early journey by pouring out his spirit upon 120. Hallelujah. Amen. God was a purpose, and I'm here to do something with that purpose. Oh, hallelujah. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I came, amen, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That where I am, hallelujah, ye may be there also. Hallelujah. When he says, I go to prepare a place for you, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If it were not so, I would not have told you. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. That's not, amen, talking about castles. That's not talking about big houses. Amen. The Greek is abodes. Oh, praise the Lord. He's not talking about the sweet by and by. Amen. He's talking about right now. He says, when the kingdom of God comes, I've already prepared a spot for you in the kingdom of God right now. Amen. You're in your mansion right now. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't pull the stage down. Don't shut the lights off. Oh, praise the Lord. You'll never get over there until you understand what you got right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, he says that I, amen, he says, so that you can be with me, that where I am, ye can be also. We are in a training ground right now. Oh, praise the Lord. I say we're in a training ground right now. Amen. Water and spirit is just the start of it. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It takes dealing with that flesh. It takes dealing with that old man. It takes dealing with everything that you see around you. Everything you see around you, for the most part, is a lie. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus has made people to walk on water, made them to see the blind see, and the deaf to come. Amen. It was not just to be memorized. It was to be acted out. But you don't know my personality. Well, you don't know mine either. I'm saying, if he has a purpose, you've got to keep your mind and keep your body and keep your time. Come on, somebody. Amen. Get off your cell phone, sister, and lift up your hands in Jesus' name. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost for a little bit. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Hey, come on. Somebody pray in the Spirit a little bit. Oh, that born again experience is more than, amen, an occasionally quoted scripture. It is spelling out how you get into your abode. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's life, and it's life meet more abundantly, that where I am, you shall be also. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know what the sandals look like. Hallelujah. But every once in a while, you got to open up Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Take his name out. Put your name in. Except for dying on the cross. Hallelujah. You got to imagine yourself following him. Shadowing him. Oh, praise the Lord. Put your hand out when he puts his hand out. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is so cool, friend of mine. He can heal you when it looks like he's not even paying attention to you. Hallelujah. Amen. But I can tell you what, that woman says, those big guys ain't going to intimidate me. I don't have to touch his shoulder. I'll get down on my knees in the middle of the road. No concrete, no asphalt, just dirt and mess. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. I spent good money for these garments. Amen. So I might as well get them dirty. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we come in the church dry and we leave dry. Oh, praise the Lord. Why don't you live. Why don't you do something? Hey, man, that the dry cleaner has a little work a little bit. Oh, praise the Lord. Woo. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's the reason why she's written in that book, because she took on the manner, amen, the purpose of the God that called her. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He wasn't pampering her. He wasn't even giving her any attention. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Wasn't one of his pets. Oh, praise the Lord. She had to make up in her mind. I may be a little bit stinky. I may be a little bit sweaty. Oh, praise the Lord. Things have not been going on my way. And I've got a devil in my head saying it's my way or the highway. Oh, praise the Lord. But she says in her heart, in the name of the Lord God, if I can talk with purpose like I know he has purpose. Well, praise the Lord. It may have not been one of my relatives, but somehow I've read in the Jerusalem newspaper that this man has a purpose and a plan. Amen. Amen. Stand aside, Jairus. I don't care if you need a miracle. I'm going to interrupt your miracle to get mine first. Hey, somebody ought to dance on that. In the name of the Lord God, in the name of the Lord. Stop whining over that boy. Get up and dance in your living room and say, I've got purpose and I've got a plan. In the name of Jesus Christ. Why don't you take that wet handkerchief that you've been, amen, wetting up every night and go, amen, take that handkerchief like you used to do in the ball game. Oh, praise the Lord. And move all that stuff and praise God like you got a purpose. Too many Baptist head nods around here. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Whether you believe it or not, this is an apostolic church. Woo! Thank you, Lord. God with a purpose. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like Sambalat. Hallelujah. Amen. Tobias couldn't take the preacher prophet back off the wall. Praise the Lord. Because he, amen, he's got a purpose. Oh, praise the Lord. There's enough prophets and prophetesses on your television and on your, amen, YouTubes. Just because they can do a little, amen, casting out a little devil and do a miracle every once in a while, that you think you can do what they do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. It's drawing nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. Come on. Amen. Every child in this place without the Holy Ghost, amen, you don't need to satisfy yourself and say that's just for older people or that's just for bigger people. Well, praise the Lord. You need to make up your mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you know there were at least three kings that were 8 years old when they started kingship? Amen. Back in Israel, because somehow, amen, the world that they were around, and they had people that built in purpose inside of them. Oh, praise the Lord. I promise you, amen, there wasn't a YouTube. There wasn't a Snapchat. Oh, praise the Lord. There was not, amen, a bunch of stuff, amen, to mess up their head. Hallelujah, God. Do you know, amen, there's a time in America that the things, amen, that were that a college course level now, that was a normal thing for some of those one-room, amen, schoolhouses. Because, friend of mine, amen, amen, sin is a progressive thing. I say sin is a progressive thing. Oh, praise the Lord. And the reason why we got kids, amen, amen, that can't, amen, focus on nothing, amen, nowadays is because, amen, that's the progression of sin. But if somehow you can understand, if God made somebody with a purpose, if God could have a man of God that was a teenager, oh, praise the Lord, to whack a bear and to whack a lion and then kill a man, a giant, oh, praise the Lord, somehow in the name of the Lord, hallelujah, I can, amen, I can just let Jesus work in me, and in the name of Jesus, you'll be putting miles ahead, amen, of your amen, friends. Oh, praise the Lord, because, amen, when God starts working inside of you, you begin to realize, I've got a purpose, and I've got a plan, and this is, amen, that Holy Ghost that God put inside of me. Oh, praise the Lord, that's just the start. In the name of the Lord God, that's the gasoline. Oh, praise the Lord, that's the spark. In Jesus' name, what God won't do is somehow we can cry out to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Come on, church, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When God chose you in Jesus' name, hallelujah, He chose you with purpose. He chose you with plan. And Luke is communicating to us saying, amen, for the Son of Man came to seek and save that which is lost. John tells it from a different angle. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, amen, would believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. There wouldn't be near as much as depression. Amen. If somehow you realize that God does not have brain fog, He doesn't have brain fog about you. He has not forgotten about you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You got to take His word and talk to yourself about it. Hallelujah. I'm glad for every camp meeting, every rally. But friend of mine, amen, too many of them leave you with a Pollyanna kind of a view that you just kind of step in it and it's just dumped on you. Oh, praise the Lord. Not the fault of the preaching. Amen. It's just this kind of a normal thing to encourage people. But in the name of Jesus, you got to walk with God. Some of it is a sprint, but you got to walk with God. You got to dig it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Men just like passions just like we have. Hallelujah. Prophets, amen, that were depressed. Amen. But they pressed on through it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Elijah was not always calling down fire from heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Amen. But somehow in Jesus' name, in this day, friend of mine, with so many voices, we need to understand that God, hallelujah, has not forgotten who He said that you are. Oh, praise the Lord. So, in Jesus' name, He says what we are. So, you got to repeat it and repeat it and pray it and repeat it and pray it. Oh, praise the Lord. Because that devil that knows what your great-grandmama is and your great-grandma is, and then somebody on the television talks about a man's generational curses, and you say, that's what my problem is. I'm cursed. That's not apostolic doctrine. You need to stop lying to yourself. Oh, praise the Lord. When you were washed in the blood of Jesus, in that baptismal tank. Amen. Don't let your neighbors lie to you and tell you that's semantics. Amen. That's not semantics. Oh, praise the Lord. That's how the devil gets over on you, saying it's semantics. You got the name which is above every name. You don't have to go back searching in your family tree. You don't have to go back and search it. Amen. Your dad, your mom, your in-laws, your outlaws. Amen. You got to just believe that you have the name which is above every name. Somebody shout. Come on, somebody. Listen to me. If you don't get this, amen, this will be the last night of revival for you. But it was never designed to be that way. It's the last night of special services, but not the last night of revival unless you let it to. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't need somebody with a microphone in your head all the time. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The preacher doesn't come and cut up that roast beef and put it in your mouth. It's you that ate that donut. It's you that ate that thing that was no good for you. Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes we got to take the word of God, verse by verse, line upon line, precept upon precept, and say, God, I do have a purpose. Ooh, somebody smack yourself and say, come on, say something, do something. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God has not forgotten about you. Your God does not have Alzheimer's, sometimers, two-timers, no part-timers. Come on. Come on. I'm pumping on some people. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is full-time in making salvation provision for you. Oh, hallelujah. If you can hear what I'm saying, I suggest you start loving him right now. Every time you get into this place in the name of the Lord, start loving him. Hallelujah. From your heart. In the name of Jesus. It may involve a little jumping every once in a while, but you don't have to jump necessarily. But in your heart, amen. Hallelujah, God. You are in a Holy Ghost battery. Hallelujah, God. You're surrounded by angels. Thank you, Lord. Look out there and try to see them in Jesus' name. Get your hands up and praise the Lord. And say, I'm reaching into heavenly places in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Come on, you can't come in here and hallelujah and do what you do and go back and listen to Mick Jagger all day long. Praise the Lord. You got to decide what you want to do and who you want to serve. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. This day will put complaining in your spirit. It'll break your pride. It'll call. It's time, amen. We live in a day, amen, that we need to cry up and cry out to him right now. He will hear you. Put it in your heart. He will hear you. As good as God is, he never intended on his love being wasted, being neglected, amen, trampled on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hollywood wants to tell you, amen, it's about the bride and groom, amen, in the sunset with the lights behind them, or you up on a horse riding off, amen, into the sunset. Life isn't like that. Oh, praise the Lord. Life is those boring steps every day. Get up every day, you pray. Seek God every day. Oh, praise the Lord. Talk in tongues with you, feel it or not. Hallelujah. When's the last time you talked in tongues? Camp meeting? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Did you eat since camp meeting? Come on. Some of y'all talk to your girlfriends and your boyfriends, amen, 4 and 5 times a day. And that's not all, just the young people. Oh, praise the Lord. Get something more than garbage in your ears. Yep, hug a little bit more. I'm coming at you. Oh, praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. He, amen, when he chose you, he knew what he was choosing. He knew whether you were sanguine, amen, choleric, hallelujah, melancholy, or phlegmatic. He knew whether you were introvert or extrovert. Thank you, Jesus. But he paid too big of a price for you to leave you behind. That's right. Hallelujah. So in the name of Jesus. Amen. So in the name of Jesus, it's not time to come in and act hard to get. Right. All right. Right. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands so you take a deep breath. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody let the voice out. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Yala diala. Yala dada baba ya dada baya yala time. Hallelujah. Come on, go a little further in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yala badere bianda katakai. Sometimes you got to hang in there until you feel a little catch in your spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't feel it the first day, just kind of hang in there the second day until you get a little catch. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, you can't just think your prayer. You got to speak your prayer. In the name of the Lord. Come on, God's in this room. Hallelujah. He didn't quit on you. Amen. He carried your sorrows. Oh, praise the Lord. I said He carried your sorrows. He bore your pains. He was tempted like you were tempted. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. In the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. You're talking about hurt. You don't know what hurts like. Amen. When's the last time you took a sword in your side? When's the last time you took, amen, amen, a crown of thorns on your head? When's the last time you had a whole population that turned their back on you? You couldn't even find your mama. Come on. In the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah, God. God. Hallelujah, God. Even when you don't want to, some of you calling the pastor 2 o'clock in the morning. Amen. He had no pastor to call. Oh, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ. He didn't just take on, amen, the problems of the hood that he lived in. He took on the problems of the whole world. That's your God. That's your God. That's your God. I said, that's your God. That's your God. Woo! I said, that's your God. The devil does his best to minimize, amen, what's happening to you and say, God doesn't care about you. You need to speak up out loud and don't worry about what your neighbor's thinking. Say, you're a liar, devil. I'm going to praise him. Once you praise the Lord, sometimes you got to go back and re-praise. Once you had joy, sometimes you got to go back and rejoy. Hallelujah! 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 Come on, you start seeing the devil show up in your life, get the devil out like you, amen. He didn't save you to come out, to go back to do the same thing that you did before. Some things that pastors would never have to preach to you about. Oh, praise the Lord! Thank you, Jesus. His story was not for giving you Sunday school class material. His record of suffering was not to give you another annual Easter egg hunt. Oh, praise the Lord. His love, his focus, his miracles, his signs, his wonders, was it to make you a prophet or a prophetess? Nothing wrong with those things unless you're, amen, if you're under authority and being led by the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It was so that you would cry out. We would cry out. Amen. Fall out. Saying, men and brethren, what shall we do? So that you can have an open heart. You can have a childlike, don't choke that back, let those tears run. Oh, praise the Lord. You gotta go after it, praise the Lord. You don't need to be choking those emotions, though, praise the Lord. Somebody laugh at you, they're the ones that's stupid, not you. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes you want to feel it and you can't feel it. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes! God with a purpose. God with a purpose. Come on, somebody. Last night, let's go for it. I said, let's go for it. Hey, you're not son here for another religious experience. You're here to let Jesus into your house. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Let your voice out. Come on. Let John hear it next door. Hey! Make it loud enough so, amen, Montville City Hall can hear you. Hey! 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 You can walk if you have to. You can roll on the floor if you have to. But in the name of Jesus, God, you're with a purpose. Give me my purpose. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't wipe those tears. You need those tears. Oh, hallelujah. Wipe your nose, amen, but you don't need to wipe the tears. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Men and brother, what shall we do? Can you imagine the context in which they said that? Hallelujah. It wasn't the swordsman they need to be afraid of. It was their own brethren they need to be afraid of. Jewish, amen, folks, the same ones that murdered Jesus was just around the corner. But you know what? There's something about this presence of the Lord. Watch this. You always have amazers and mockers. Always. Whenever there's a move of God, there's always amazers and mockers. In Jesus' name. But they decided, I'm going to be part of the amazers. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2:38 was not preached. It was pulled out of the men because of hungry people. It says, I know I could be, amen. See, we know the backstory. They didn't. Hallelujah. Amen. What shall we do? Repent and be baptized in that name that this whole city hates. And you're going to have your sins washed away. And they say, where's the water? Nobody's asked for baptismal clothes. Where do you get it for 3,000? And nobody's invented the sewing machine yet. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. If I be wet, I be wet. Praise the Lord. I'll walk home, amen, and change clothes there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you've got an apostolic church, you've got an apostolic church that, amen, from the very beginning, they found their purpose. Because God always has a purpose. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk up among the flowers. Look at the different animals. Look up in the sky. Look at different kinds of people. Hallelujah. How many ways can he put purpose inside of you? How many people, amen, are wasting their purpose, amen, with depression and despair? Hallelujah. Doctor's appointments. Praise the Lord. Soothing. Amen. Every one of us has got a tough road. This is not an easy day. But in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But with childlike hunger and a willingness, they begin to seek the Lord. When he said, you're going to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. After you're baptized in the name of Jesus and the promises unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many our God shall call. With many other words did he testify and say, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly receive the word, the amazers, not the mockers. Amen. Not madly receive the word. Gladly receive the word. Hallelujah. Wasn't no hiding either. Couldn't hide, amen, baptizing 3,000. It takes a long time. Can't slip up in the back alley. Get her done. Amen. Make out like nothing happened. Oh, 3,000. Hallelujah. Nobody's saying, hurry up. Amen. The soldiers are coming. Woo, Jesus. My. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promises unto you and to your children, all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Hallelujah. You don't know who else might be getting some purpose from your purpose. What kind of purpose are they getting from your purpose? Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes in Jesus' name, amen, those reflections, hallelujah, might tell you a little bit about you. In Jesus' name. A friend of mine, here we are. Amen, because somebody followed through. If you don't know why this is called an apostolic church, you need to take note of this and make a circle of it just as much as you need Acts 2:38. Amen. Verse 42 and 42, Acts. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Oh, praise the Lord. Just because they say Jesus doesn't mean they're right. The apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking the bread and in prayers and fear came upon every soul. There's more power that you have in Jerusalem than what you think. Oh, praise the Lord. Fear had come upon their souls first before Jesus got fear. Jerusalem got fear in their souls. And with many wonders and signs were done. It says, because I can have your fingers on the keyboard. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Many signs, wonders and signs were done by the apostles. They that believed were together and had all things common. My God, you know that the Holy Ghost was working there. Praise the Lord. Sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Thank you, Lord. You know what started that? Amen. A single-minded, laser-focused, one-purpose God that showed up again and it got into his church. And still, even now, the book of Acts is still being, amen, written. So if God shows up with his purpose in your life, amen, don't waste it. A man that shouldn't have known better, praise the Lord, figure it out real quick. Amen. So what to do? Would you stand to your feet in Jesus' name? Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's get to the altar as fast as we can. Thank you, Lord. Nobody going to the corners. Amen. Come right to the center in the name of the Lord. Come with your hands lifted.